Shauna Olson with KFGO, and I'm here with Chris Polson. And Chris is a farmer in the Chaffee area. He is on the North Dakota See for Yourself tour, North Dakota Soybean Council's second annual trip in Seattle, Washington. Chris, what do you take home from this wonderful trip we've been on?
Well, I know that we had a lot of fun, and we got to meet a lot of people out in the industry and got to see a lot of things that we normally wouldn't. We kind of have a good understanding now of where our soybeans and commodities go, how some of the end buyers want the product, and kind of some of the things that we have to go through to get it to the end buyers. So it was really interesting.
Yeah, one of the places we went, a sea farm, icicle seafood farm, and got to see how they raise their salmon. They actually use a bit of soy meal in their product. Fun to see that.
Yeah, no, it was really interesting. I'd never been to a farm like that before, and my perception of what it would be like was drastically different. It was really sophisticated and more scientific than I thought it would really be, so it was really interesting to see.
Yeah, exactly. More scientific than exactly. There's a lot to that, and he, like he said too, his regulations keep going up.
Yeah, no, he kept mentioning that the regulation and red tape was pretty substantial. And I mean, it's getting that way with a lot of things in agriculture, but it really sounded like they had probably a little bit more than the average.
Mm-hmm. Another place we got to go to was the port, and to see where the beans go there as well.
Yeah, no, and that was really interesting. We got to go to AGP and see a world-class ship loading facility, and that was neat.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a ship loading facility before?
I have, actually. So it was really nice to see what they did versus the other ones that I've toured in the past. But I'd never been to one that new. So it was really state of the art.
Yeah. We also got to check out BNSF's intermodal yard, kind of a hot topic right now. So it was interesting to get to talk to them.
Yeah, no, everyone's a little bit concerned with rail transportation, and if we get this bumper crop, how bad will it potentially get? And they kind of eased our minds a little bit and talked about all the money that they're spending, especially in our state of North Dakota, and what they're going to do to build some infrastructure out to kind of help mitigate that going forward. I know that they did mention it was going to be a few years till we kind of start feeling the relief, which is never what you want to hear, but at least they recognize the problem and they're addressing it.
Do you feel comfortable with what he said? That help ease your mind, do you think?
No, but, you know, if I'm being honest, but, you know, I didn't feel it was lip service, but I also know that this stuff takes time and we want immediate relief. I think most farmers do. I don't think we're going to get that, but at least they're addressing the problem, it seems like, for a long-term solution.
That was a really busy place, that intermodal yard, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was nuts. Truck traffic going in and out. It's right there on the port, right on the piers there. So it was people coming and going, and they're really big on safety, and they wanted to get us in their building pretty quick because of all the traffic. So,
yes, they did. It was extremely busy. This has been fun because your brother Matthew is on this trip as well.
Yeah, no, apparently they wanted us both to come, so it was good. No, we had a good time, so we kind of got to see where the stuff that we produce on our own farm went, talked about like different things that we do in correlation to what other people are doing, just to get the product to the end buyer, which was pretty interesting to see.
Tell us about your farm, because I've gotten a chance to come out with you before. I know you guys have, you launch UAVs, you have a lot going on. Tell us about what you guys do.
Yeah, so we have a predominant corn and soybean farm. This year we actually put in a little bit of sunflowers. We hadn't grown them since the mid-90s, but what we do on our farm is we really adapt new technology and try to do it quite quickly. We're using a data processing analysis service, and one of the layers of data that we analyze is from a UAV. So we're trying to do some things that are a little bit out there to try to, you know, just get that extra bushel, maybe be a little bit more profitable and kind of minimize some of the mistakes we make during the course of the year. So it was, yeah, interesting to see what other industries are doing to kind of do the same thing like we're doing on our own farm to try to, you know, minimize risk and maximize productivity. So
North Country Ag Services is your company?
Yeah, no, North Country Ag Services is the data processing analysis company that we utilize for farmers, where we process and analyze your data. And one of those layers, like I mentioned, is, you know, information from a UAV. So
yeah, very fun. And how are your crops looking back home?
You know, honestly, the crop looks good. It's a little behind. I don't think we're going to have exceptionally tall beans this year, but the stand's there. You know, now all we need is a little heat to push it, but overall I feel pretty confident that it's going to be pretty decent.
It's really refreshing to see you and your brother here because you're both under 30 years old, couple of young farmers coming up. It's fun to see.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, it was really fun. Actually, a lot of the people on the trip that we were on, our younger farmers, which kind of goes to show that, you know, there's a lot of people going back to the farm, and there's a lot of people interested in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add at all today?
No, I don't think so. It was a good time. I'm glad I got to go do it. And, you know, I hope maybe sometime in the future I can come back and see the progress that they've made.
So. Yeah. Invaluable information, isn't it?
No, absolutely. I'm really glad that I had the opportunity to come. So it was a lot of fun.
Chris Polson, Chafee, North Dakota farmer. Fun to be along the trip with you.
No, it was fun to be along with you as well, Shauna. So.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Hope that wasn't too bad.
Oh, it was wonderful.